Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. We've been on quite a journey, moving through the book of Exodus. Looking back many programs ago, we just saw the wonderful way that God stepped in and Moses is born into the world. He's up for execution, massacre, along with many other baby boys, but God wonderfully protects him. God cares for him and brings him through quite a challenging, quite a testing time to actually being the leader that God had always intended him to be. And it's quite a story how the plagues demonstrate the power of God, but there's also Satan's work in trying to replicate what God is doing. And the whole situation comes to a head when the blood of the Lamb is placed over the doors. And this is an opportunity for death to pass over. But where there is no blood, death visits the firstborn of every Egyptian household, including the Pharaoh. All of this leads to the people at last getting out of Egypt, but they're still not really a people. They're still quite a rabble. And one of the things that's going to shape is the giving of the Ten Commandments. This is an incredible framework, a powerful set, yes, in one sense, a set of rules, but these are pieces of information that are really life and death. They're to do with whether you're God's people or not God's people. The very first commandment is very clear: you shall have no other gods before me. The Lord is aware that people will try and make idols, and there are many other gods. Today, of course, the number of other gods, other religions, is vast. Just too many to count. Incredible numbers of deities and philosophies and ideas. But very clearly, God's people needed to know, no other God before me. I alone am God. I am Almighty God. I am all-powerful God. I'm omniscient God. I'm everywhere. I'm omnipotent God. Nothing can be denied me. These concepts are so, so important. What we further see is that God's a jealous God, and he doesn't want his people flirting with other things. He wants them wholly, totally dedicated to him. The second commandment says, you shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or earth beneath, or the waters below. This, again, is a massively important principle, because when people build idols and when they make their images, their fetishes, whatever it is that they make to try and represent their God, two things are happening. One is that to try and represent God is always going to denigrate him. There's just nothing we can do that is an adequate representation of him. But the second thing that is vital in our walk with God is that we are called upon to walk by faith and not by sight. And therefore, however tempting it is to have some image, some representation, what in fact the danger always is that you end up worshipping the representation, not God himself. And therefore these two things are very clear: no other gods, and you are to know me by faith, by trust, by believing my word, not by trying to represent me, caricature me, or belittle me with some little attempt which will always be a poor, poor shadow of what I'm really like. We must pause. We're going to have some worship, and then my good friend Patrick will join me to look again at these first two commandments.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at Exodus chapter 20. Richard, a very well-known chapter, the Ten Commandments, probably the most well-known part of the Bible, perhaps not the best understood always. And they begin with this, in a way, quite unusual command, God putting himself first and wanting to be the only God they worship.
Well, in fact, you see, that's vital, because what is so, so wonderful is that when we give God his proper place, we actually get fulfillment. And therefore, it isn't egotistic, it isn't a kind of an arrogance, it's the opposite. When we give God the position in our lives, in our universe, that he thoroughly warrants and deserves, that will bring a real fulfillment and a real sense of wholeness and peace to us. So that's why it's there at the beginning, for our benefit, not simply for God's.
Because a lot of the commandments, as we'll discover in future programmes, are very practical, aren't they? They're things like, you know, do not steal, do not murder, but very practical things of day-to-day life. Whereas this first one is something quite different, isn't it? It's not a practical instruction, it's about an attitude.
Well, it is about an attitude, but the reality is that it's like when you put God in his right place, other things fall into place. And therefore, in that sense, it is a practical outworking that when God is first, then I will find that my marriage, my other relationships, my attitude to work, my attitude to life will come into its right place if God is first. But if we don't deal with that, then these other practical issues will just be for debate and discussion. They won't have the same relevance.
I suppose one of the questions that you have to ask is, you know, what is the relevance of the Ten Commandments today? And perhaps especially thinking about this thing about creating idols, because that's not as commonplace today, is it?
Well, it certainly is. I travel to parts of the world where this whole sense of idols. Recently, I was sharing God's word through the telephone into Malawi, and one of the key challenges is people worshipping ancestral spirits and thinking about, in a fearful way, that those who've died can influence the lives of people right now. So, yes, but there are other idols. It's not just in terms of other gods, other religions. There are many possessions, many attitudes that we can have, many things that we prize that make them gods greater in our appreciation, in our valuing, than the living God of the Bible.
Mm-hmm. So it's about what we put, the place that we put things, I suppose. God is saying here, don't put anything above me, effectively.
That's right. It's priorities, it's importance. It's an understanding again that if you get things right at the beginning, other things do fall into place. It's like a foundation, that if you have a good foundation, you will then have things built upon it that may appear much more interesting. But if you don't have the right foundation, you have nothing. It will all fall down.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Obviously, in future programmes, we'll come to look at more of the Ten Commandments. But for now, thank you, Richard. So join us again next time as we continue looking at the book of Exodus in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.